You're listening to SBS News.
A mass COVID vaccination program is taking place on an island in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. Adults 18 years and over living on Paqueta Island are starting to get their vaccinations. The aim is to fully vaccinate all 3,530 adults there. The city's health secretary, Daniel Sarans, is hopeful of better times ahead.
It's 500,000 deaths in Brazil today, and we are all sorry about that. It's a time of profound sadness, of intense grief for most Brazilian families, but also a time for us to have hope and try to build a new future. And here in Paqueta Island, we hope that the future arrives soon.
The program is managed jointly by the city's health secretary and the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation, which will monitor the island's population for 12 months. Meantime, activists have laid out 500 red roses on Rio de Janeiro's Copacabana Beach, commemorating the deaths of 500,000 Brazilians from COVID-19. Over in the United Kingdom, queues of mainly young people are getting their jabs, with anyone 18 years and over able to book an appointment or just turn up. Fatma Aslan is one of hundreds of people at a super pop-up site at Tottenham Hotspur's football stadium.
I'm excited for the future. Hopefully it all goes well after this. Yeah, it's a long time coming. It really is. Spent nearly a year home, maybe even more than that. Been doing uni at home.
The UK government is keen for anyone 18 and up to have at least one dose by July 19th, the date marked for the lifting of remaining social and economic restrictions. Meanwhile, the British Airline Pilots Association has called for more help and clearer guidelines from the government with regard to aviation. Brian Strutton, a spokesman for British Pilots, has accused the government of lacking direction.
First of all, the government hasn't published any of the science. It's had two global task forces looking at this, hasn't implemented its recommendations. They put a country like Portugal on the green list, then they take it off. Government seems to be doing the hokey-cokey on whether people can have summer holidays and visit friends and families abroad.
British Justice Secretary Robert Buckland has warned travel will not go back to normal during the pandemic due to border measures to prevent the spread of COVID. Mr. Buckland says authorities are trying to strike a balance between travel freedoms and safety.
The system we devised was designed to give the highest degree of hope, consistent with the need to contain and control the virus. I think that there are going to have to be significant trade-offs, and it's clear that holidays as normal or travel as normal was never going to be the case, bearing in mind the rise of particular variants, most notably the Delta variant.
Taiwan has received 2.5 million doses of Moderna coronavirus vaccines donated by the United States. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen was full of gratitude to the Biden administration and the people who were part of the project.
I would also like to thank the governments of Japan and America who shared Taiwan's difficulties and extended their helping hands just at a time when we needed them with abundant resources. I remember at the beginning of the pandemic, we swiftly stabilized the supply of surgical masks and provided surgical masks to countries that needed them the most. Back then, there were different opinions within our society, but we believed in one thing: a friend in need is a friend indeed.
And in Japan, there's been an announcement for a plan to ease a coronavirus state of emergency in Tokyo and six other areas from next week. New daily cases are falling just as the country begins final preparations for the Olympics, starting in just over a month. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.